Title: Clearing Break Tales from Scratch Without Third-Party Plugins Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of those small change, huge result skills in drum and bass, clearing break tails from scratch using only stock Ableton Live tools. When I say break tails, I mean that extra hangover after the hit, simple wash, room reverb, vinyl noise, and all that lingering energy that smears into the next transient. In jungle and DNB, that smear can be vibe, but it can also be the reason your drums don't punch, your ghost notes disappear, and the whole groove feels kind of blurry at 172 BPM. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a cleaned break kit, a tight two-bar loop that still feels like a real break, and a simple device approach you can reuse on basically any sample. Let's go. First, set up your session for DNB speed. Put your tempo at 172 BPM. That's a classic rolling pocket. Now drag in a break. Amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Click the clip so you see it in clip view. Turn warp on. Start in beats mode. Set preserve to transients. And make sure transient loop mode is off, because we're going to control tails ourselves. Quick coaching note here. Beats mode is your friend for breaks. It tends to keep transients crisp while you chop and shape. Complex modes can smear the hats and make you think you have a tail problem when you actually have a war problem. Now, before we touch any tools, do the most important step. Identify what kind of tail problem you actually have. There are basically three different problems that feel like tails. Problem 1 is length. The hit is simply too long, like a snare that rings way past where you want it. Problem 2 is noise floor. Vinyl hiss or room tone that lifts up between hits, especially once you start EQing or compressing. Problem 3 is frequency smear, usually the cymbals in the highs or boxy room energy in the low mids, masking the next transient. Different problem, different fix. So solo the break and loop a tiny section, like half a beat around the snare. Listen to what happens after the crack. Is it ringing? Is it hissy? Is it splashy up top? Cool. Let's start with the cleanest, most beginner-friendly method. Clip fades and micro edits. This is the most transparent way to kill tails without changing the tone. If you're in arrangement view, enable show fades. Then zoom in on the end of the hit that's causing trouble. As short fade out right where you want the tail to stop being annoying. Typical starting points. For hats, 5 to 20 milliseconds. For kicks, 5 to 30. For snares, 10 to 50. But don't treat those like rules, use your ears. At 172 BPM, even a tiny fade can make a huge difference. If the tail is really long, do a split. Put the playhead right after the transient right after the snare crack, for example, then split the clip using controller CMD plus E. Now you can fade out just the tail segment, or even delete a chunk of it. And here's a click prevention checklist you should basically memorize. After any split, add a micro fade in of 1 to 3 milliseconds, and a micro fade out of 3 to 10 milliseconds. If you still hear ticks, zoom in and cut closer to a zero crossing, where the waveform crosses the center line. At this point, your break should already feel tighter. But we're not stopping at OK. We're going to make it easy to control tails per hit. So next, slice the break to a drum rack. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Ableton will build you a drum rack full of slices. This is where DNB workflow gets fun, because now each hit is isolated, and isolated hits are easy to control. Click a pad, like your main snare slice. In Simpler, go to the controls area and focus on the amp envelope. We're mainly shaping release, and sometimes decay, depending on how you want these to behave as one-shots. For rolling DNB, a good starting range for snare release is about 20 to 70 milliseconds, tight enough to stop it from washing into the next hit, but not so tight that it sounds like a cardboard tick. For hats and cymbals, you usually want a bit more tail, just controlled. Try 60 to 160 milliseconds. You want air, not fog. And for kicks, usually short. 5 to 30 milliseconds for release is a decent ballpark, depending on the break. A mindset shift that helps a lot. You don't have to remove every tail. You're just preventing tails from masking the next transient. That's the whole game. Now let's handle the second type of problem. Noise floor and room tone between hits. This is where a gate becomes the classic jungle trick. Put Ableton's gate on the audio break track, or you can do it on a bus later, either is fine for learning. Start with your threshold somewhere around minus 25 to minus 10 dB, and adjust until you hear the tails dropping. Attack should be fast, around 0.3 to 2 milliseconds, so you don't blunt the transient. Hold is super important, 10 to 40 milliseconds is a good start. Release, somewhere around 40 to 140 milliseconds. Here's the coaching move. If the gate is chattering or it's killing ghost notes, Don't automatically loosen the threshold first. Often the better fix is increasing hold a bit so the gate stays open through those tiny in-between hits. Old protects groove. If you feel like you're losing the transient, try enabling a bit of look ahead. Just a small amount can help the gate catch correctly without biting the front of the hit. Also, don't be afraid to blend. A very producer Y way to work is to put the gate in an auto effect rock and blend clean with dirty, or put it on a return track and send the break into it. That way you can get the tightening effect without choking the life out of the original. Now for the big upgrade, frequency-based tail control. Because most of the tail mess is in the highs, like cymbal wash, and in the low mids, like boxy room. And you usually do not want to treat those areas the same way. So create an auto effect rack and make two chains. One chain is low slash mid, the other is high. On the low slash mid chain, put a Q8 and low pass at around 6 to 9 kHz. Optional, a gentle gate on this chain, with a slower release so the punch stays natural. On the high chain, put a Q8 and high pass at around 6 to 9 kHz. Now gate this chain more aggressively. Faster release, something like 30 to 90 milliseconds, so you're basically being the cymbal police. Then blend the two chains to taste. This is one of those DNB tricks that feels almost unfair. You keep snare punch and body, while stopping that constant cymbal fog from taking over the loop. If you want a little extra excitement without bringing the wash back, you can do a subtle high shelf boost on the high chain only, and then gate it tighter. That gives you crisp attack sparkle, without long splashy tails. Okay, now let's lock the work in and speed up your writing. Resample. Make a new audio track and name it Break Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it, and record 2 to 4 bars of your cleaned loop. Then consolidate it with Control or CMD plus J. Save it to your user library with a name that actually helps future you, like AMN172 Clean Tail Gated Highs. Resampling is a hidden superpower because you can now slice again from a version that already has edited tails. Programming becomes faster, and your CPU stays happy. Now, quick arrangement tips so you don't sterilize the vibe. Try a clean layer plus a dirty layer. Layer A is your tight, tail-controlled break. Layer B is the original break, but high-passed around 200 to 400 Hz. Turn down and optionally hit with a tiny bit of redux for grit. What you get is tight drums that punch, but with it authentic break air living above it. That's the clean VS character balance. Before we wrap, let's hit the common beginner mistake so you can avoid them immediately. Mistake 1. Overfading everything. If you remove all tails, your break turns into sample pack drums and loses the whole point of using breaks. Leave some air. Mistake 2. Gating snares with an ultra-fast release. That's how you get paper ticks instead of cracks. Mistake 3. Not checking in context. A tail that's annoying in solo might actually glue perfectly once the bass comes in. Mistake 4. Warp artifacts. If hats smear, don't blame the sample first, double-check warp mode and stick with beats for breaks. Mistake 5. Chopping without crossfades. If it clicks, it's not a mystery. Add micro phase and cut closer to zero crossings. Now I want to give you a quick 15-minute practice plan you can do right after this lesson. Pick a break and warp it to 172. Slice to drum rack by transients. Choose one snare slice and make three versions. A natural one with about 120 milliseconds release, a tighter one with about 60 milliseconds, and a super tight one around 30 milliseconds plus a small fade out if needed. Program a 2-bar pattern. Snare on 2 and 4. Add a couple ghost notes at low velocity. Make a hat loop out of slices. Then add that 2-chain rack. Lows and mids gated gently, highs gated more aggressively. Blend until the groove feels tight but still alive. Resample it. And final coaching note. A slash be like a producer, not like a surgeon. Put a utility at the end of your chain and map mute to a key so you can instantly flip between cleaned and raw. If you solo for 10 minutes straight, you will over trim and lose the vibe. Flip fast, decide fast, recap to lock it in. Use clip fades and splits for clean, transparent tail removal. Slice to drum rack so you can shape tails per hit. Use Simpler's amp envelope, especially release, to stop overlaps. Use gate for that classic jungle tightness, and learn to use hold to protect ghost notes. For best results, split the frequency bands and gate highs harder than mids. Then resample so you can write fast and stay focused on the tune. If you tell me which break you're using, and what kind of DNB you're going for rolling, heavy, dark, more jungle, I can suggest some exact starting settings for your gate and envelope that match that vibe.